Well, you could take this police test along with us and see how you do. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. An hour from right now, we're going to be talking about the best scary movies you never heard of. So if you want to watch something cool this weekend, there you go. Chaz. Yep, wrong thing. See, now, this is why I wouldn't be able to be a cop. What if I just pressed the wrong button and zapped somebody, like my partner?
Well, I'd shut my camera off.
Don't get over it.
I'd shut my camera off.
That's why you'd make an excellent partner.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Captain Joseph Murgo with the East Haven Police Department. They're looking for cops, and we'll tell you about the salary and what you do to get in on that soon. But first, let's take this test.
Okay.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on? How are you?
Murgo!
Captain!
Having trouble with my focus right now. I'm hoping I pull it together.
Yeah.
About
oh boy.
5 minutes ago, I said I never had a falafel. I've had them like 8 different times in my life, including like a month ago. Wow. So I would not be good on the stand.
No.
For the prosecution.
It's just a memory issue.
Like, it never happened. Okay, we have it on film. Oh, did I say it never happened?
Right. What I meant was...
All right.
I never stopped having it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, Captain. Let's.
Good morning.
Good morning. These are multiple choice.
No. So we're assuming that you already took the written test and passed. We're assuming that you already took the physical fitness agility and passed. Now we get you in a room. We sit you down at a long table, and 4 or 5 of us ask you questions, and
wow.
We see how you answer. We see your body language, how you're dressed. We do the whole thing.
So, how does a black t-shirt and pair of jeans work?
No, you failed.
No.
You failed. You probably got there late, too.
How about
No, I'm an on-time person. I'd be sitting out in the parking lot in my car waiting for her,
yeah.
And I'd walk in right when...
Not if you show up to an oral board in black t-shirt and jeans. You
really?
Got there late.
Really?
I can almost guarantee it.
Oh, really?
Showed up late, lied about falafel. Not
right.
A great start.
Exactly right.
Okay, so what should I be wearing at this?
We want you business casual. I mean, we would prefer suit, tie.
Really?
It's a job.
You know, the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, you gotta dress for the position that you're going for. You know.
What if I dress as
how
a cop?
How about if I dress as a cop?
Too far. You've gone too far.
Oh, come on.
No, like a sheriff.
Somebody's got to do that.
Like a Western sheriff with the
cowboy hat.
Exactly.
Like
the spurs and
Woody
the six
from
guns.
Toy Story?
Right.
2 6 guns.
No, like a NOLA person. Nice toy.
Yeah, I mean, it may go over well, but we may ask you to turn around and you know, come back serious. So.
Gotcha. That turnaround draw, right?
Go back outside.
Right.
Yeah, let's try
get
this
together,
one again.
Then come back inside.
Right, go dress like
exactly.
A...
Yeah.
What would
okay.
The comments at the table be as after they left?
Well, I come in dress like yeah. Mason Ramsey.
We would already be on to the next guy. We're just like, all right, let's just go through the motions
next.
On this one and keep it moving. Yeah.
5 minutes, he's in and out.
Okay, so we passed all that stuff somehow, all right?
Right.
And now we're sitting here with you.
I have my business flops on, yes.
So AJ and I are taking the test together because we're partners already.
Exactly right.
It's like signing up for the Army. You're signing up with your bud.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, we want to be deployed to the same spot.
Exactly, right. Same car.
Exactly, yeah. So basically we would start, you know, semi-easy, kind of pick your brain, see who you are, see where you've been in life. So I would start off with, you know, hello, welcome.
Hi.
Tell us about...
Hi.
It's great to be here.
You're
on PLR. You sound great.
You're here interviewing for the,
you're that
know,
guy who danced at the toy drive. Very sexy dance.
Yeah, it's a good move over there. I was jealous.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to lie. If you could teach me, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So please tell us about yourself and about your career experiences and personal experience that would demonstrate you are the best candidate for the rank of police officer at the East Haven Police Department.
AJ?
Well, let's see. I know a lot of folks have done bad things, so I have a whole bunch of people I can arrest already. Let's see.
Have clients. I already have a client list.
I got this week booked already.
It's like a person coming in for a sales job.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I have all these accounts. I'm going to bring them with me.
Right. But these are friends of mine, so they won't mind. They're all to help me out. So, you know. So I do know a bunch of people like that. I'm very good with the community. I've done service. And I'm just a nice guy.
Okay.
My answer is, hey, we need to do 1975 all over. People are walking all over the cops. We need to clean this up. We need to get the people back.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we would grade you.
Next, we
give AJ a slightly better score than Chaz, but we would keep that in the back of our mind.
All right, AJ's doing well.
Okay.
AJ's a little ahead. Question number two. It gets harder.
Okay. Right.
All right. So discretion is an extremely important concept in policing. It gives an officer the ability to use his or her judgment to base enforcement decisions on the overall circumstances of the incident. How would you use your discretion in your day-to-day responsibilities as a police officer?
If someone spits at me, they're getting tased in the face.
Well, you know, if someone's cool with me, I'm cool with them. But if it seems shifty, I'm going after them.
It's funny. When I say my answers, no one says anything.
Because I'm questioning whether I want to give you a gun, a badge, a taser. I don't trust you with any of it.
I think it's because people are blown away at how right I am. Like,
right.
Wow, that's genius.
Are they blown away? All right.
Why didn't we think of this?
We're afraid you might get blown away.
I'll give you another one. I think, Chaz, I think you're going to hit this one out of the park.
All right.
So you're on a traffic enforcement detail, and you're doing, you know, speed enforcement, and you clock a motorist going 15 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. It's been a long day. You really don't want to give out tickets. You kind of just want to, you know, give out verbal warnings. As long as you're able to turn it into a positive encounter, you're good with just giving verbal warnings. You pull a car over. As soon as you approach the car, the motorist starts yelling at you that she pays your salary, you're making her late to her underwater pebble painting class, and she states that she knows you're chief, so you'd better do what's best for your career. How are you going to respond?
Is she hot?
It's undetermined.
Out of the car. I'm going to see your hands. Let's go. Out of the car. If you know my chief, you're going to get to know him real good because you're coming in.
Hold on, Chaz. She's only 15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Well, she threatened me.
I think, AJ, you would you do better?
All right, how's everybody doing at home? Are you taking the test along with us? Can you be an East Haven police officer? Captain Joseph Murgo is giving us a test, and I think we're doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
right,
we're
Captain?
Hired.
So far, so good. AJ is definitely slightly ahead of Chaz at the moment.
I think you like my answer so much you're a little jealous.
Right. You can't remember what he said. Yeah, I can't say it right now.
I do, but you have to understand that we're trying to gauge how much of a level head you're going to be out there.
Right.
And pulling a motorist out for only going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit isn't necessarily the answer we're looking for.
She was yelling at me, so I want to see if she's been drinking.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Right.
She threatened me with the captain or she knows my chief or whatever.
Mm.
So I want to let her know. I want to give her a little bit of a hard time to let her know this is not what you do. And then at the end of this experience, I'm going to give her a warning. If she hadn't been drinking or she's not under the influence of drugs, I'm going to give her a warning and I'm going to say, guess who I'm telling I pulled over today? I'm going to tell the chief. So he's going to know now you're dropping his name or her name when we pull you over.
Wow, look at you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then she gets to go. If she's not, you know, if she doesn't go crazy outside of the car, start going crazy. If she starts going crazy then, she's handcuffed. She's in the back
of
the car.
You're coming with me.
See, I just would have said
Mace is underused, by the way.
I would have said you got a broken taillight also.
Right, you go over with the next thing.
Right.
Looks like you have a broken taillight.
Yeah, Bob. And your headlights are too.
Then I drop a bag of drugs in there. Oh, exactly. What's this?
Oh, look at this.
That brings me to my next question. Perfect.
Oh, look at this.
All right. Technology is becoming an increasingly essential tool for police officers all around the country. This is shown by the number of departments that now have dash cameras and body-worn cameras. Please explain your stance on body cameras and how you would utilize them in the field.
AJ?
Well, the cool thing about a body camera is I can walk to a mirror and do a selfie.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure.
I know he was going to say that.
I'm pretty sure uniform looked really cool on me.
I've never done a selfie where both my hands are free.
Exactly right. Like, I can do like all kinds of poses, like fold my arms and whatnot. Mm. You know, when I haven't used a timer, so that part's cool. Also, if I see a really cool car, I could also, like, you know, I could film it and watch it later on.
So and you can take pictures of your feet.
Nah, and I'm wearing boots. I'm wearing cop boots and whatnot. Right. So I'm good, yeah.
Cop boots.
I can wait till I get home.
Okay.
You know, the cameras, sometimes they break down, so I don't know what happened. It was working, and then it all of a sudden stopped working.
Right.
No.
I don't know myself.
I don't know how that duct tape got there.
Right.
Not these. This is the guy that showed up in a black T-shirt, jeans, and cowboy hat, and now he's answered the questions.
You described the village people.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm okay. Just, you know, I'm just keeping it real here.
Yes.
All.
Well, you failed that one, too. So, Chaz, how would you answer this one? Because this is a meatball for you. Where do you see the future in policing headed, and how will you help get it there?
Well, it's heading in the wrong direction. When the cops are the bad guys, and the bad guys are the good guys, so buckle up, everyone.
Okay.
What, Phil? Right.
What are you, in a bumper car?
That'd be a bumpy ride.
That's right.
You use your seatbelt, mister.
That's right. Get in line, everybody.
Exactly.
All right, so here's the law.
Yeah.
Okay?
Live it.
This is the law.
Know it. Love it.
Okay.
Yes.
How about this? If I say you're under arrest.
No back
you're
talk.
You're under arrest.
No back talk.
We're not having a conversation.
Right.
This isn't let's make a deal.
It's not
this isn't a game show.
It's a
don't resist.
Right.
Guess what? There's a judge who's going to figure this out. Now,
yeah.
Just put your hands out. Let me get you in cuffs. I'll bring you down. Then that's it. We'll figure it out.
Don't even tase you.
I might be wrong right now.
You never know.
But you're going to be wrong if you resist.
But first, shut this camera off.
Wow.
And you know what we do to wrong people.
Chaz, I don't know if anyone has ever yelled their answer during a police interview before.
Yeah, you may not get the psychological part in this one.
And I just want to say,
because that's next.
Before
too late.
I just want to say before I get the emails, all right, it's a bit, okay,
yeah,
people?
It's a joke.
It's a bit. Do you see right. Saturday Night Live when someone gets cut, the blood's pouring out?
Okay, exactly, right.
Relax.
Someone's getting cut?
Okay. All right. But get in the back of my car, damn it. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
All right. You ready for the next one? I mean, because I think at this point, we would just be like shaking our heads, looking at each other, looking at the clock, seeing when your 15 minutes is over.
No, I feel like you'd keep me in the room because you're entertained.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
I was out question one, but you're like, oh, we got to hear what this guy says on the
camera's questions. Rolling. We're playing this right. At the Christmas party.
Right. We have to go. I want to have you back.
Of course.
You know, we went to break. Ashley looked at me. She licked her lips.
I did not.
And said,
her lips.
Can he hear me?
I said, no.
He's on hold. It's like, that dance at the toy drive is going to live forever. I'm like, in your mind.
It's on video somewhere, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's still on Facebook somewhere.
I want to hear her take the test.
She's like, it's on video somewhere, I think. I didn't watch it last night several times.
It's on video.
You don't have any favorites at all.
All right, but we have a minute, and I want to get this out there because the captain asked us to get this out here. People want to apply, and this is serious.
Yeah, it is.
And it's important work, and it's good work.
It's a great job.
It's honorable.
Yes.
They need good people. Certified officers can find the application and more details at policeapp.com. We'll link up at chazandajinthemorning.com. There's no deadline for getting the applications in. What's the where do you start in terms of salary?
So it's a three-tiered system. So you start at about $60,000. You'll top off in 2 years at $75,000-$76,000. But that's just straight time. That's, you know, not incorporating overtime, which there's just an absolute ton of it. So you'll find yourself making, you know, well over $100,000 if you hustle.
Is there an age range? Like at a certain age, like the military, it's like, yeah, you kind of missed the window.
No, there isn't.
Really?
You know, especially with certified police officers, we want life experience. We want that informal leader in the locker room that mentors some of these young guys. So, there isn't an age limit. You know, if you have life experience, if you have on-the-job experience, we want to hear from you. We sure do.
All right. Thank you, Captain. I appreciate you. Thanks for joking around with us here.
Right.
I mean, it's very serious, but you had a good time.
Of course. I love you guys. No problem
at all. Love you too, man. We'll talk to you soon.